Time for a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee. Grizzly basketball, MSU West Plains is excited to announce the hiring of Dylan Hargrove as the next head coach. Hargrove began his collegiate head coaching career at National Park College in Hot Springs, Arkansas. In 2021, competing at the NJCAA Division II level, he led the Nighthawks to a winning season each year, also making a trip to the national championship and winning in 2023-2024. National Park defeated South Suburban College 84-79 in the title game and finished with the program best 31-1 record. West Plains Chamber of Commerce is thrilled to announce the return of its annual Caddyshack Classic Golf Tournament, taking place on Friday, May 1st at the West Plains Country Club. Team registrations open and early signups are encouraged. For more information or to register your team, please contact the West Plains Chamber of Commerce at 417-256-4433 or you can visit www.wpchamber.com. St. Louis Cardinals played last night. With more, here's your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. Last night at Busch Stadium, the Guardians took advantage of two walks to open the fourth inning and put up three runs in the fourth on the way to a 9-3 victory over the Birds on the bat.
Not a great start for Matthew Libertor. Actually, he was good the first two innings, but then got a little rocky after that. The pitch count went up, and he was only able to go five, and he gave up four runs. On the good side, Jordan Walker had a two-hit game and another home run. He's on a tear.
And it was a two-hit game for Burleson. He drove in a first-inning run and had a ninth-inning double.
Cardinals just were not able to hit enough hits with runners in scoring position. It's been a story over the last few days.
The win to Gavin Williams, the loss to Matthew Libertor, a two-hour, 57-minute game, and Cleveland won 9-3. Game two of the series tonight at 6:45 with Michael McGreevy on the mound. He's 1-1, opposed by Joey Cantillo, 1-0. 5:50 is airtime.
Catch all the Cardinal baseball games on Classic Country, KUKU 100.3. Beginning this December, the West Plains Izzers will take another step in its proud wrestling tradition, hosting a brand new tournament that will bring together top programs from Missouri and Arkansas. The event will carry the name that already means so much to the community, the Dan Taylor Wrestling Classic. Adult softball season is right around the corner in West Plains. All adult softball team managers are invited to attend the upcoming coaches meeting scheduled for Friday, April 24th, 5:30 p.m. at the Jimmy Carroll Sports Complex. The meeting will cover key topics for the upcoming season. For additional information or questions about the coaches meeting, contact Parks and Recreation Office, 417-256-7304, or email sidelines@westplains.gov. The Willow Springs YMCA G&W Foods annual two-person golf scramble tournament will be held Saturday, April 25th at the Willow Springs Thomas F. Banyo Municipal Golf Course. There'll be a tee time of 10 a.m. This tournament benefits the YMCA Youth Program and Scholarship Fund. Flights and payouts will depend on number of entries. Players will have a chance to win a hole-in-one prize. Also, there'll be nice hole prizes on each hole. To register your team, stop by the Willow Springs YMCA at 405 West Main Street or call 417-469-5101. The registration deadline is April 21st. And finally, the West Plains Izzer baseball team will host Logan Rogersville today. First pitch will be thrown at 4:30, and you can catch it all on the Fox 96.9. That's Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee.